the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Mitt Romney is an incredibly wealthy man, and I am very happy for him. He certainly got a bit of a head start coming, as he did, from a wealthy family, but Romney went out and earned the bulk of his millions all on his own. I know that Romney is going to be continually portrayed as the evil money man. Team Obama will continue with their ugly class warfare and will do everything possible to paint Romney as a twisted fusion of Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life and Gord Yekko from Wall Street. Romney does not need to be ashamed of his success. He needs to embrace it. He needs to use it as a bully pulpit to encourage even more Americans to strive for the same level of success. But instead of releasing his 2011 tax returns this week, as he had promised to do, he now has filed for an extension. No, we don't know the reason for the delay, but once again, it looks like Romney is trying to hide something.
Here's Talk host Jeff Katz commenting on Mitt Romney filing an extension for his tax return and how this move makes it difficult for some people to feel like they can trust him. All right, what do you think? That's a good place for us to get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here from Fox, Martha McCallum and Greg Jarrett talking to Britt Hume about Dick Cheney, saying it's important that President Obama not get reelected.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is, as you know, out of the hospital and indeed all fired up. He made his first public appearance since undergoing heart transplant surgery. Look at how well he seems to be doing. Not holding back, though, when it came to the discussion of politics.
Mr. Cheney spoke at a GOP state convention in Wyoming this weekend, unleashing some pretty scathing remarks about President Obama.
I can't think of the time when I felt it was more important for us to defeat an incumbent president than today with respect to Barack Obama. I think he has been an unmitigated disaster for the country.
Those are the comments of the weekend in Wyoming. Joining me now, Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume. Good morning, Britt. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Martha.
So, obviously, Dick Cheney's never been one to hold back, and it seems that all that he's been through physically, it's incredible to see him walk out on that stage after having a heart transplant, but he still sees no reason to hold back.
Well, it is remarkable that after transplant surgery only weeks ago, that he comes out on that stage. You remember before the operation, he was barely getting around at all and was in a wheelchair some of the time. And he comes out, walks out, sits down, and talks for an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, I'd get tired talking for an hour and 15 minutes. And I haven't had my, you know, fuel pump replaced. So I think I think it was astonishing that he was even out. Apart from what he said, it was remarkable that he could say it at such length.
It truly was. And, you know, I guess you think about President Bush, who has basically been under the radar in terms of his assessments of the Obama administration, more or less. But Dick Cheney's really never, you know, felt the need to play that role. What do you think is his role in this election, if any?
Well,
you know, sort of.
Well, remember this. Cheney's a large figure, yeah. And when he talks, as this weekend proved, and as a number of prior instances proved as well, when he talks, it makes news. So when he comes out and says what he said about Barack Obama, people are going to hear about that. And I think what he said is important on a couple of levels. One is that it reflects the sentiment of a lot of conservative Republicans that Barack Obama has not merely been a poor president or an ineffective president or a weak president or an unsuccessful president. There's a belief in those quarters that he has been an atrocious president. And I suspect that Cheney is hoping that sentiment will be a motivator for people to turn out and vote, particularly conservatives who may not be that enthused about Mitt Romney. So, and of course you heard him say that, you know, the party needs to unite behind Mitt Romney. So I think he'll be a voice, if he chooses to, throughout the rest of this campaign season. Yeah.
Very remarkable, and in his physical ability as well, as you well point out.
Latest polls. Mitt Romney appears to be ahead. Well, it depends on the poll you're looking at. We'll find out what the real story is in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Talk radio in review, and who's ahead? Let's listen to talk host Jay Weber with a focus on these polls, showing Mitt Romney as a lead over President Obama.
I feel like I have to keep warning the listeners with all the attention that's given to these presidential polls. It's really about the electoral map, and right now the map is looking like a toss-up to maybe slight advantage Romney. But the electoral map is pretty much a toss-up right now. The president has made a bit of a comeback in some of the important swing states that are going to decide this election. And yet it still looks like, I would think, slight advantage for Romney to me. But this is because of the states that are locked up and then the states that are still in play. Then there's the enthusiasm gap to factor in. It remains higher among Republicans than Democrats. That means self-identified Republicans say they're motivated to come out and vote in the general election more so than Democrats are. And no surprise there. We conservatives and Republicans, we're motivated to get the worst president since Jimmy Carter out of office, whereas he has done little to nothing to really warrant a second term, much less motivate the Democrats to be all enthusiastic and come out and vote for him a second time around. So it makes sense that the enthusiasm gap is working in our favor. So those are two gauges of the election that the pundits tend to never focus on. And they are more important, I think, by far than any individual presidential poll or snapshot. That's why I keep pointing it back to them. That said, Gallup has started its daily tracking poll of this presidential race, and they start with a Mitt Romney leading Barack Obama by 2 points. That's within the statistical margin of error. Essentially a dead heat, but they've got Romney up by 2 points. And apparently this result had the Obama White House a little rattled yesterday, more so than the Rasmussen poll that came out earlier that showed the exact same thing. I was a little surprised to read that they were concerned about this Gallup poll when Rasmussen had a poll out a few days ago that said the same thing. I suppose it's because the left has vilified Scott Rasmussen and they refuse to believe that he conducts honest polls. but he does. I've singled out a few pollsters in the past as being the most accurate over time, and Rasmussen is one of them. Zogby's another. I think you could put Gallup in there probably second tier along with public policy polling. Well, here's a Gallup poll. And they show the exact same result as Rasmussen. Romney up by two. And what should be alarming to Democrats is that they've been certain that Obama is a shoo-in for re-election. Moreover, they've been certain that Mitt Romney has all sorts of problems. They have been reading these mainstream narratives that suggest Mitt Romney is beaten up and bloodied after this long battle, and he's got problems with independents, and he's got problems with women, and he's got problems with young people, and he's got problems with minorities. Mitt Romney is supposed to be a heavily wounded candidate at this point. He is supposed to be at his low, right? After a bruising primary battle, he is supposed to be at his low point, and gulp, he's still leading Obama.
Radio man Greg Garrison with Congressman Dan Burton of Indiana. They talk about the importance of the economy as an issue in this year's race and how it keeps getting overshadowed by things like the Buffett rule and the war on women. Let's get to the real issues, right?
If all of our federal office holders, as they run against Democrats once the primaries are done, and if Governor Romney can keep the public's eye on the ball, I don't see how Obama beats anybody. But right now, although it just blew up in their faces, the war on women and trying to make a national issue out of a local shooting down in Florida, the Buffett rule, these things are all smoke screens, and they're intended to keep us from focusing on the fact that the economy is just sliding into the eternal sewer.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is going to be how to get that done with a media that will do all they can to keep our eye off the ball.
Well, two things I'd like to mention. First of all, I think it's interesting that Buffett, who's raising all this cane about how we ought to tax the rich more, he's fighting the Internal Revenue Service right now over $1 billion in taxes that he owes, and he's saying he doesn't owe it, and it's going to court, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very interesting item. The other thing is...
It's $1 billion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $1 billion, yeah.
That doesn't sound like some 15% guy to me.
Yeah. The other thing is, they're trying to raise taxes in the Senate today. You know, we talked earlier about the people who have the money are the ones that invest, but they're trying to raise taxes in the Senate with this crazy quote-unquote Buffett rule today. And this is just the wrong thing. Anybody who understands basic economics understands that you don't take more money out of the economy when the economy is floundering. And to tax people, more businesses in particular, only makes things worse. That's why I think that the president truly has a design that's dedicated to changing this government to where government controls just about everything.
You know, I got this email from a listener. He doesn't use the word fair tax, but that's what he means. He says, why don't they implement a national sales tax and do away with income tax? Let's assume facts not in evidence, that we can save the House at the rates that it's, or at the numbers we have now or better, and get the Senate back with conservatives in place of just nominal Democrats or nominal Republicans. What's the chances of getting real oxygen into the fair tax room and maybe ending up with serious consideration or passage of a national retail sales tax? Of course, it means repealing whichever amendment that is that created the income tax. But do you think it's got a chance?
I think that revision of the tax, not revision, but junking of the current tax code is possible. And I think it should be done. The tax code is so complicated, even people that work at the IRS can't give you an answer. You talk to three or four people, you'll get three or four different answers. It's just so complicated. We need to simplify it. I believe in the flat tax or the fair tax, and I'm real hopeful that they can get that done. The one thing that I would say is that you still got the filibuster rule in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we get 60 votes, there's going to be a fight over anything that we do to try to reduce the tax burden and level it out. So it'll be a fight. In the House, I'm sure we'll pass some tax reform or junk the tax code and come up with something different. But in the Senate, it's going to be a big fight.
Speaking of real issues, the Secret Service sex scandal on the Talk Radio Countdown in a moment.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
People love to talk about sex scandals, especially when the government's involved, and that's the situation with the Secret Service. Here's host Chet Walker with CBS correspondent Howard Arenstein about this instance, which has spread now to include members of the military as well as the United States Secret Service.
What's the latest we have on this?
Well, our chief White House correspondent, Nora O'Donnell, is saying that there's a good indication that this could cost the Secret Service agents their jobs, the 11 agents that were involved, at least 11. And there's another at least 10 members of the military that have also been involved in this, according to the Pentagon. We're also getting new details in the Washington Post this morning. There's a report that says the agents paid $60 apiece to the owners of a place called the Play Club, which is apparently a pretty famous strip club down in Cartagena, and that they were going to bring at least two women back to their Hotel Caribe, where they were staying a couple of nights before the arrival of President Obama. And the Washington Post says that one of the women the following morning demanded an additional payment of $170, setting off a dispute with an agent. But I got to tell you, it just came out from ABC News, a report that some of the agents on Wednesday night, last Wednesday night, actually went to this club and were paying $200 for services of women at the club, drinking expensive whiskey, and bragging that they worked for the president and that they were in Colombia to protect the president. And that's the kind of behavior that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, yesterday said was highly embarrassing to President Obama and to the whole federal government.
Well, I also read that this might be reflective of a larger problem with the Secret Service and perhaps members of the military. The Wall Street Journal reporting that wheels up, rings off is a kind of a running joke with Secret Service personnel, meaning as soon as the wheels come up on the jet, they take their wedding rings off and perhaps anything goes.
Well, you can imagine, Chip, that these guys are following or they're preceding, rather, President Obama to places all over the world, from Australia to Thailand, and you can imagine that they're there for days and days, and you know, men conduct themselves sometimes in this manner. And although 25% of the agents are women, let's not forget that, the Secret Service has been changing. There is something of a tradition that these guys fool around on private time. The problem here is that they were caught.
Paco's John gambling with Secret Service historian Vince Palomara about what makes this scandal one of the worst in the history of the Secret Service.
The most scandalous scandal to hit
the Secret Service in recent memory? Is it?
I would say definitely right up there. I think from a public relations standpoint, you could argue that the JFK was worse. I mean, we lost the president under the watch of the Secret Service, but some heroic deeds came out of that, you know, with the actions of Clint Hill and Lucas Youngblood. I think about 3 years ago to the Salahis crashing the state dinner. Mm. That was pretty big. But the thing about this is it involves moral issues. And I think when you, you know, the involvement of two supervisors out of the 11 agents alleged to be involved, that shows that the conduct is condoned and it's facilitated. When you have supervisors involved, the game's over. And three members of the elite counter-assault team, these guys are like Navy SEALs. These guys are the elite of the elite. And it's very disturbing to hear that. It's bad enough that special agents and uniform officers are involved, but when you get the creme de la creme of the Secret Service involved, this really raises eyebrows. And I hate to say it, but I think it's true. Congress should definitely look into this, and it's definitely a story. It's not going to go away.
Put it in perspective for us, Vince. There are people listening who say, listen, come on. These guys work like dogs. They put their lives on the line. They are courageous. They are brave. They do things that none of us citizens, average citizens, civilians, if you will, wouldn't even imagine. What would you say to those who say, look, they're just blown off sustaining, they're drinking, partying, and they paid for, or they got some prostitutes, some paid, some didn't. Put it in perspective so we understand what is the difference between me or anyone else, married or not, paying for a prostitute, and these guys doing it. What is the difference in terms of security breach?
Well, there's a big one. I mean, to start off in a general way, is we need to hold these men to high ethical standards. As you know, President Obama even said, I mean, these men are representing the United States of America, and beyond partisan politics, beyond what we think of President Obama, it's Obama, these men are representing America.
So what do you think about the Secret Service sex scandal? You tell us at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, there he is.
One appearance, and I'll unfortunately be
here. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shoppe, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Talk radio, talk 33 after the hour now. Things we're discussing on the Talk Radio Countdown show include this Secret Service sex scandal continuing as the Pentagon tries to dig itself out of this, the news conference on the Colombian prostitution scandal involving both the Secret Service and military members. One of the military officers admitted, quote, "We let the boss down." Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Martin Dempsey, said that the leadership of the armed forces was embarrassed by the scandal. 10 U.S. military personnel, along with 11 Secret Service agents, inviting prostitutes into their hotel on the eve of the president's visit there. So what is all of this? Is this just about bad management? And we have the discussion this week of the GSA and their scandal. So they just dig deeper and deeper and find more and more of these problems. Is it because the Democrats are in charge, or is it the same with the Republicans? Is it just because government is too big? What say you on this? 800-510-8255. Some input from some of the hosts that we've monitored for the countdown on this issue, including Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to Andy Field from ABC about the investigation.
I find this to be particularly entertaining because here's the issue. These guys go in to the, I mean, this is the accusation, of course. These guys go into up to, a number of Secret Service agents here, right? 11 Secret Service agents and 10 military service members involved in this. And as many as 21 women that they brought back to the hotel. It's just 11 plus 10, that's 21. So okay. That's one per. This all broke. This all came to somebody's knowledge. Why? Because one of the Secret Service guys refused to pay.
Jeez.
They get
a freebie.
Yeah, well,
discount.
Something he didn't like, I don't know, or he's like, hey, you know, I'm with the Secret Service. Which, if you're down there and, you know, you got Sofia Vergara look-alike, and then that's, I'll be honest with you, that's not the time to pull out the old, I'm with the, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
this is a bad moment.
No, put your
I don't
away.
Pay.
Now, the it appears that this is there's not a whole lot of people rushing to the defense of these
the top 11 to 21 people.
Right. Going, yes, oh no, they were wrongly, and they were lured into the brothel by spies.
Right.
It said convent on the outside when they walked in.
Undercover
work. Undercover work. Thank you, Jimmy. There you go.
All right. Andy Field from ABC News has been covering this. Andy, what is the latest from down there? It doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of a, hey, they didn't do it, they got the wrong guys kind of defense.
Well, you know, short of someone coming up and saying, oh, no, this is a misunderstanding, we thought this was a Groupon deal. I don't know that that's going to happen. Boy, there is some seriousness behind this. Beside the fact that, that there's quite a few law enforcement officials in the U.S. involved in this here. You're right. No one's saying they didn't do it. In fact, they've got Secret Service agents down there right now investigating in Colombia, asking the prostitutes directly questions, because when these women of the night, and I'm told that this is legal.
Yes, this is legal in Colombia. Yeah,
in Colombia, they've got to put their ID at the hotel. They've got to leave that at the hotel desk. The other thing is, I'm told that this may not have been a case of them not paying the prostitute, but maybe not paying their bar bill, and that's where the dispute came up.
All right, pretty serious. Is it silly or serious? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow what we're talking about here on the countdown. There are a number of stories behind the stories, if you will, in the main box there on the homepage, DougStephan.com. Here's radio host Wayne Cabot with Congressman Peter King, who always is lurking about. He's the New York, I think Manhattan congressman. There's always a rat with King. Here, listen to this.
Do you see any scenario in which the nation's security was compromised either now or sometime down the road?
Well, from what I've seen, there's been no compromise of national security. However, this is the type of incident that could allow national security to be compromised. Fortunately, because the Secret Service director acted quickly, removed everyone from the country, the 11 people who were involved, because he removed them from the country, it doesn't appear as if any damage was done. Having said that, this is the type of incident which could certainly lead to that.
The bad guys are pretty clever. They are constantly looking for new ways to cause trouble. Do we need to pay attention to events like this?
Oh, surely we do. That's why it's essential that the Secret Service enact procedures which will never allow this to happen again. This is absolutely wrong. It puts too many people at risk, primarily the President of the United States, which is the main job the Secret Service has, and that's to protect the President of the United States.
Is it pie in the sky, Congressman, to think that terrorists or someone who wants to do harm to this country or our president might use prostitutes as a way to kind of get inside that closed circle and compromise the system?
No. In fact, historically, the enemy has often used prostitutes, whether it was the Soviets going after diplomats in Eastern Europe, going far back in probably history as we can. It's always been a method used by the enemy to infiltrate their opposition, and that's by using prostitutes. And in Colombia particularly, where we have narco-terrorist gangs, where we have the FARC, which is a particularly ruthless terrorist organization, they could very easily train women as prostitutes, as their agents to go in, and they could drug the agents, they could steal their weapons, they could steal their ID, they could just be hanging out with them and picking up information and details, and also, of course, be in a position to blackmail them.
800-510-8255. See, I knew. I told you he'd find a rat. Here's host Jen Bryan, who thinks the scandal is a reflection of the way the president is running the country.
The question is, and this was, I was talking to a friend of mine about this today, and he's a very smart guy, very smart, very, very outspoken, and he was so upset about this, and you know, a lot of people think it's kind of funny. What's interesting about this, some people think it's funny. Yeah, Secret Service agents, they got to get busy too. What? What? This is about who's representing the, what is happening to the president's inner circle? What is happening with the people that are running the show? It doesn't matter if it happens to be the president or the people around the president that are supposed to be protecting him. Or I've always thought of the Secret Service as just They are just top shelf, amazing people that, you know, they risk everything. Can you imagine the pressure? I don't know. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe it's just, it's a really awesome gig. And you get to travel and you get to wear a really nice suit with sunglasses all the time and look around and have a little, you know, like in the movies, and have something in your ear and you just look around. I mean, maybe it's a real easy gig. I never thought so. But if they've got time to grab themselves a couple hookers, two or three apiece, or maybe one, I don't know what they can handle. Right now, what's interesting also about this is the Pentagon is not providing specifics. They're not providing, all they're saying, well, curfew was violated. End quote, they may have been involved in inappropriate conduct. But here's the thing about this. Is this indicative of how the president, and we've seen the president very laid back. You know, we see him. He relaxes with his friends. He doesn't always wear a suit tie and all this stuff, and he takes his jacket off in the Oval Office, and a lot of people have a problem with that. Many presidents before, and you might say, well, that's not a big deal. No. You know what? If you are ever president of the United States, it's not a casual gig.
Nah, come on. Get a life, Jen, will you? 800-510-8255. Lighten. I think that you may have something about the way the president's running the place, but the last 30 or 40 seconds there of that excerpt from her program is kind of silly. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's finish this by listening to host Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to national security expert J.J. Green about the Secret Service sex scandal.
Everybody, of course, is very curious about these agents. What else have we learned about them?
Well, we know that there was a mix of uniformed agents and non-uniform, and as well, there were military members involved. But what did they do? What were their responsibilities? And that was the real key. What we've learned about these agents is that typically there's about 50 to 75 that go down in an advance team. Many of them, some of them fly aboard a C-130. There are vehicles that are transported because they do not use on-site vehicles. The president takes, it's a one-stop shop. They take everything they need so that it's all secure and safe. And a lot of these folks that were here participated in that process.
And once they get there, what is it they do on the ground?
There are many of them that deal with metal detector activities and scanning activities, basically securing the area that the president's going to be in, the space he's going to be in. There are explosive ordnance disposal teams. There are canine teams. I think the military is involved in some of this as well. And you've seen periodically on the odd occasion when a window might come open under a extreme circumstance in one of those black vehicles and a big weapon comes out. Sometimes you see some of those guys and in those women and men in those situations. But they do a number of different things all having to do with presidential security.
Now, these are still accusations at this point, JJ, but what sort of potential discipline are we talking about?
Well, some of the folks that I've spoken to indicate losing your clearance is a really big blow. It's going to be hard to get another gig of the same magnitude if that were the case. That in itself would probably be a significant amount of discipline. But for those who do not necessarily get kicked out of the business or the agency, they may be demoted. There may be some who lose their jobs altogether. We're not sure, but it's certain to be a situation where everyone involved is not going to be, nobody's going to get let go.
Will they name names in this case?
That's funny because a lot of people have asked that question going back to yesterday morning, and I really don't know if they'll name any names, but it may be inescapable for some of the top-level people. We're starting to hear now about some of them whose salaries are GS-14, so names may leak out eventually.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president is thankful for the Secret Service and the job they perform. They put their lives on the line, very difficult job. The president acknowledges how they work and appreciates it. I'll just throw that in there because that was the statement that came when the press asked Carney for some comment on this whole Secret Service sex scandal. There, that's what they say at the White House. 800-510-8255. The Buffett rule into consideration up next here on the Countdown.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Airman Second Class John LaPlante, 543rd Ammunition Supply Squadron.
And I went to Busan, and that was nothing but poverty at the time. And when I went back in 2009, I went to where I had been stationed, and today, no more airbase, no more ammunition dump, it's a resort. First Class A resort. But to see what the country had become in 57 years at that time since I'd been there, it was just overwhelming. You know, not that I'm a hero, all I did was drive a truck. But, you know, we did our job.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Okay, so we know that was a pregnant pause. We know that there is a lot of discussion in Washington and us on Conversation Radio about you paying your fair share in taxes. And so the Warren Buffett rule failed in the Senate this week. There's a different twist on this. Former President Bill Clinton has taken a position on raising taxes. He says the government ought to raise taxes when there's an upturn, a significant upturn, and not until. He said he doesn't think now is the time to raise taxes on anybody because the economy is really not growing. Advocated for a hike on the rich after the situation improves. Rich or poor or middle class, no growth in the economy, therefore, no new taxes. Clinton emphasized his support of the Buffett rule, but this is for people that would make over $1 million. But the difference is that it ought not to come now. So what do you think of that? He's been interviewed by lots of different people. He said that he opposed raising taxes while the economy remained down, and pretty much stuck with that. So he doesn't, not that he has to be in agreement with Obama all the time, but I think that's an interesting and significant difference. What do you think? 800-510-8255 here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here at 53 past the hour. We're discussing on the countdown the so-called Buffett rule and how it has been rebuffed by the Senate, so it wasn't going to go anywhere. The discussion is the usual class warfare stuff on radio stations, East Coast, West Coast, East, West, North, South, right or left. Here our hosts, Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell, talking about the discussion of the Buffett rule in the Senate.
The Buffett rule went down in the Senate. I don't know that anybody thought it would get out of the Senate because, of course, it is an election year and nothing happens in the Senate in election year.
Well, I don't think anything happens in the Senate, period.
Well, occasionally, once or twice, they do something, something non-controversial.
Actually, a little closer than I thought. They were about 9 votes shy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, every Democrat voted for it and every Republican voted against it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So it doesn't end up getting passed. And if you're not familiar with it, the Buffett rule in essence is 30% tax. Warren Buffett comes forward and says, I should pay as much as my secretary, mm-hmm. so please tax me and my billions the same amount, 30%. Mm-hmm. Well, Barack Obama thinking, hey, the 99% are going to love this.
Mm-hmm, right.
He decides, you know what, I should pay 30%. So let's all pay 30%. And so here is the Buffett rule. And obviously the Republicans object. And, you know, most of the rich object. Not all, but most of the rich object.
Right.
And I think for good reason. I mean, sure, you've got some people out there, Kerry, who are wealthy and they want to hold on to every last dollar. It's probably why they became wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There are a lot of poor people that try to hang out to every last dollar.
Right.
Maybe for different reasons. But
they
nevertheless,
like to eat.
You know, middle class, it's the thrifty, the frugal. It doesn't necessarily apply to how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that value every dollar that they make, and they don't like to throw it away, and they certainly don't like to spend it on taxes. But there are those within the Republican Party, the rich, and why they object, and it comes down to this. I think that a lot of them are willing to help, are willing to pay more. The frustration that is shown is, all right, if we pay more, you have to do your part and stop all of this excess spending.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just asking us to pay more, and we don't
know where it's going.
Yeah,
what are you spending it on?
Yeah, you're saying right. that we need to chop down this national debt, that, and you won't acknowledge it as a crisis because it's an election year,
mm-hmm.
but you want to obviously knock down this national debt. You think by taxing us more is going to help, but if you just keep this spending and not controlling your spending, then all we're going to do is pay for your additional excess spending in the future.
And we don't agree with what you're doing. And the timing of it is so interesting, the day before that, you know, everybody has to pay their taxes.
800, the discussion is superfluous, superficial, silly, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Anybody who thinks that we ought to pay more taxes into that needs to have their head examined. 800-510-8255. Ruth, listening in, where in Oregon are you? It looks like you're close enough to Eugene. We could call you a Eugeniite, if that's the right word. Go ahead, Ruth.
I would be willing to pay more to bring down the deficit, because I think it is really important for our children's future to get that deficit down. What I have a problem with is the fact that the Democrats can't stop spending more and more and more, and they're using our tax dollars to promote themselves by giving things away. Free health care, free birth control, free this, free that, and if you vote for the Republicans, well, they're going to take these things away. I mean, it's a wonderful ploy. Get people hooked on this stuff. And then, you know, claim that if the other party gets elected, well, they'll take your stuff away.
Paul in North Dakota, give us your thoughts.
I feel I pay more than my fair share in taxes. And, you know, looking at TV last night, they figure millionaires pay, about 18%, and the rest of us, 99%, pay about 28%. Well, I guess my idea to make it fair would be to just leave the millionaires at 18% and lower the rest of us down to, say, 14%. I got no problems with millionaires paying what they are now.
Well, let's change the whole tax structure. Daryl in Ohio, your thoughts.
I think everyone pays their fair share at this moment. I mean, I don't think nobody should pay a nickel more in taxes, because we got a $16 trillion debt. I mean, how much money do these people in Washington need? The Buffett rule is a big joke. It's a big sham. It's basically the difference between an earned income tax and a capital gains tax. Warren Buffett's secretary pays an earned income tax. Warren Buffett pays most of his money on investments, which is a capital gains tax. So at the end of the day, you know, Obama and the Democrats acting like Warren Buffett's secretary is Bob Cratchit.
That's pretty funny. All right, there it is.